I've been walking up and down Spring Garden, giving out various clothes and footwear to the homeless people that have been a part of Occupy and those that haven't been a part of Occupy, just anyone who really needs it.
How's the reception been?
It's been really good. In fact, today there's a gentleman I met. His name's Rick. I met him just by seeing him every day. He needed shoes and he needed socks and he needed gloves. And I put out a request for donations from anyone who had them, and a bunch of people came by last night. So I had a brand new pair of boots that had never been worn before to give to him. I had a bunch of wool socks to give him, a pair of gloves. So he's all set for the winter now, for at least for the time being. And so I just go about. I got another pair of boots for someone who's been wearing shoes without laces and plastic bags for socks. So now I got stuff to give him. Hey, Anthony, do you guys need any socks or gloves or anything?
I would like some socks.
All right, here's a couple pair of wool socks.
Thank
I'll be
you.
Around
socks?
For the next...
What?
Yeah, you guys need more? You guys need socks?
Yeah, fuck, yeah. I could use some socks.
There you go, man.
Thanks.
No problem. You need a pair too, man?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be coming up every day, twice a day, guys, with as much stuff as I can handle. If you guys need hats or anything, or if you guys need footwear, let me know what size you take.
So I guess this is showing that Occupy doesn't necessarily need a home base in order to keep the virtues of Occupy going, looking after people.
It's gone mobile, but the community of people that came together and was taking care of each other when we had a physical site is still taking care of each other wherever people have gone to now.
It's good to hear. Do you miss the space itself?
Yeah, a lot. Just having somewhere that was always there to stop by, and just you'd find people there talking about ideas, sharing food, sharing whatever. And there's still the GAs and all that, but I miss having that physical space where you could always go down.
How's the Occupy cart been to you?
Good. I got a new warm military style thermal jacket, which will be great during the winter. I've gotten lots of clothes from Occupy before. That's where I get most of my clothing. The cart has good stuff. I got gloves, I got a hat, and a couple of people have found other people's shoes. Like me, I had to go to the Ark and get my shoes because there's no one that could find me ones, but I know at least three people who got shoes from Occupy because they needed them.
So last time I saw you starting to facilitate meetings, get really involved. How was that for you?
It was good. I started by starting up a group to figure out how we were going to come back, which obviously didn't happen because of what Peter Kelly did. But when we get set up again, I'm going to get more involved again. I'm going to all the GAs now.
Are you homeless again?
Yes. I did go to Dell Legal Aid about starting a case for anyone evicted into homelessness, because you just aren't allowed to do that. For 3 days after it went down, I had nowhere to stay. I just randomly found places that were warm. Inside a parkade, behind a generator box. But then I got into Phoenix, and then I had a tent again. And right now I'm back in Phoenix. But when Occupy gets started back up, I'm going to be back out there with them.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, guys, do you guys need any gloves, hats, scarves, or anything like that?
Sure, yeah, man.
If you need, what do you need?
Gloves will be great.
All right, hold on. I got a pair of gloves right here for you. There you go.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Occupy the biscuit!
I'll come down and check on you guys tomorrow.
All right, right on, man. Thanks,
else.
Bud.
No problem.
All right,
you guys
later.
Take care. Stay safe. Stay warm.
Love you, John.